Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Essential PCOS Fertility Cookbook by Constantine Caruso is a health and nutrition cookbook built around a science-based approach to managing polycystic ovary syndrome and supporting conception. Positioned at the intersection of practical meal planning and evidence-informed wellness guidance, it focuses on the role of food in improving insulin sensitivity, reducing inflammation, supporting hormone recovery, and encouraging more regular ovulation. The book is not simply a recipe collection. It also presents a broader fertility framework that includes balanced plate guidance, cycle-synced eating, a structured meal plan, shopping support, and mind-body tools. Its purpose is to make PCOS nutrition feel more usable and less restrictive for readers who want concrete dietary strategies without being pushed into overly rigid or confusing plans. In that sense, it appeals both to readers seeking symptom management and to those specifically trying to improve their chances of pregnancy through sustainable lifestyle changes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a science-based fertility cookbook built around PCOS physiology rather than generic dieting. The central value of the book is that it treats PCOS as a metabolic and hormonal condition that requires more than calorie reduction or trend-based dieting. Instead of offering one-size-fits-all weight loss advice, it frames food choices around insulin resistance, glucose control, inflammation, and ovulatory function. That distinction matters because many people with PCOS struggle with diet plans that are technically healthy, but do not address the mechanisms most likely to interfere with cycles and fertility. By organizing the cookbook around hormone recovery and conception support, the book gives readers a more targeted nutritional logic. The recipes and guidance are presented as part of a therapeutic structure, not as isolated meals. This makes the book especially relevant for readers who want to understand why certain foods are recommended, rather than just being told what to eat. Its strength lies in connecting everyday cooking to the underlying biology of PCOS in a practical and understandable way. Secondly, insulin-sensitive meal structure as the book's main nutritional mechanism. A major theme in the book is the use of meal composition to improve insulin sensitivity and stabilize blood sugar. That emphasis reflects a core reality of PCOS nutrition. When insulin regulation improves, hormonal balance and ovulatory patterns often become easier to support. The book explains this in accessible terms and translates it into a plate-building strategy that helps readers avoid the guesswork of deciding how much protein, fiber, fat, and carbohydrate belong in a meal. This is important because the plan is not just about avoiding sugar or carbohydrates in a simplistic way. It is about creating meals that reduce glycemic swings while still being sustainable and satisfying. By making insulin support the organizing principle, the cookbook offers a clearer path for readers who have tried restrictive plans that left them hungry or inconsistent. The practical benefit is that the nutrition advice can be applied beyond the recipes themselves, making it easier for readers to build their own meals around the same metabolic logic. Thirdly, Mediterranean-inspired recipes designed to be therapeutic without feeling punitive. The cookbook distinguishes itself by combining clinical intent with an emphasis on taste and usability. Its recipes are described as chef-created and Mediterranean-inspired, which suggests a style that prioritizes flavor, ingredient quality, and variety rather than bland compliance. This is significant because many fertility or PCOS diets fail in practice when they feel too restrictive or repetitive. Here, the culinary approach is part of the book's strategy. If the food is satisfying, readers are more likely to sustain the plan long enough for it to matter. That makes the cookbook more than a medical handout disguised as a recipe collection. It aims to support adherence through meals that feel normal enough for daily life, while still being aligned with hormone-supportive eating. The Mediterranean influence also fits the book's broader nutrition philosophy, since that style naturally supports vegetables, healthy fats, lean proteins, legumes, and balanced meals. In combination, these features make the recipes both functional and approachable, which is essential for a long-term fertility-oriented plan. Fourthly, cycle-sync nutrition and ovulation support as a more individualized way to eat. Beyond general PCOS eating principles, the book introduces cycle-synchronized nutrition, which reflects a more specific attempt to align food choices with hormonal phases. This matters because fertility support is not only about overall dietary quality, but also about using food strategically across different parts of the menstrual cycle. The approach suggests that what is emphasized in one phase may differ from what is emphasized in another, with the aim of supporting ovulation, mood stability, and energy. That makes the book more nuanced than a standard low-carb or anti-inflammatory cookbook. It acknowledges that reproductive health is dynamic, and that nutrition can be used in a way that responds to hormonal rhythm rather than ignoring it. For readers with irregular cycles, this framing can also be psychologically useful because it offers a structured way to reconnect with body awareness and timing. The result is a guide that treats fertility nutrition as an adaptive system, not merely a list of approved foods. Lastly, a structured 90-day plan that reduces overwhelm and supports consistent habit change. One of the book's most practical features is its built-in structure, especially the 90-day fertility plan, the 2-week meal plan, and shopping lists. These tools shift the book from theory into implementation. For many readers with PCOS, the hardest part is not understanding that nutrition matters, but translating that understanding into repeatable daily action. The planning components reduce decision fatigue, which is especially useful when someone is already juggling fertility concerns, cycle irregularity, and frustration with previous diets. The inclusion of mind-body tools further broadens the plan by acknowledging that stress management and emotional steadiness are part of the fertility journey, even if food remains the primary focus. This combination of recipe guidance, scheduling support, and behavioral structure makes the book feel designed for real use rather than occasional reference. It stands out because it tries to help readers stay consistent over time, which is often the missing piece in nutrition books that explain what to eat but not how to maintain the routine. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers with PCOS who want a practical, food-centered fertility resource rather than a purely clinical explanation or a generic cookbook. It will be especially useful for those trying to improve insulin resistance, support more regular cycles, and make nutrition changes that feel sustainable in everyday life. The book also offers value to readers who have felt discouraged by restrictive diet advice, because it pairs evidence-informed guidance with meals that are meant to be enjoyable and realistic. Its main benefit is that it turns PCOS nutrition into a concrete system. Readers get not only recipes, but also meal plans, shopping support, and a framework for thinking about blood sugar and cycle support. Compared with many books in the PCOS or fertility category, it stands out for combining culinary appeal with a clear hormonal and metabolic logic. That makes it more actionable than abstract wellness books and more approachable than highly technical medical resources. For readers looking for a structured, science-based, and usable path toward hormone support and conception, it is a strong fit. If you would like to support Constantine Caruso, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.